March 10, 1938, continuous physical suffering. I'm on the cross with Jesus. On one occasion, my superior Irene said to me, "It is a lack of love of neighbor on your part, sister, that you eat something and then you suffer and disturb the others during the night rest." Now, this is the complaint from the superior. "It's lack of love of neighbor on your part, that you eat something and then you suffer and disturb the others during the night rest." Not a problem, no? The superior sometimes couldn't understand. Maybe he made voice, you know, he made noises. Maybe difficult to digest the thing and maybe vomiting and disturb the other people. He said this lack of love. I think vice versa. The superior is lack of love, understand her situation, right? "Yet I know for sure that these pains which occur in my intestines are not at all caused by food. The doctor has said the same thing. These sufferings come from the body itself, or rather are visitation of the Lord." Nevertheless, after the remark, I resolved to suffer in secret and not to ask for help, because it is of no avail anyway, since I threw up the medicines that are given to me." That means he didn't take, she didn't want to take the medicine. She threw up the medicine. Just to make it. Yeah. Maybe she's asking for medicine, for help. So it's disturbing. You all the time asking for medicine, you know. The sister have to sleep, also the other sisters. I think they complained to the superior. And the superior "Many a time I have managed to suffer through attacks that were known only to Jesus. The pains are so violent and severe that it caused me to lose consciousness. When it caused me to faint, I am drenched in cold sweat, and they gradually begin to go away. Sometimes they last 3 hours or more. Oh my Jesus, may your holy will be done. I accept everything from your hand. If I accept the delights and raptures of love to the point of becoming oblivious to what is going on around me, it is only right that I should accept with love these sufferings which cause me to faint." Accept things with love only. No explanation. No logic. Non-human logic. "When the doctor came, I couldn't go down to the parlor to see him, like the other sisters, but asked that he come to my cell, because I could not go down due to a certain difficulty. After a while, he came to the cell and, having examined me, said, 'I will tell everything to the sister infirmarian.' When the sister infirmarian came after the doctor had left, I told her why I hadn't been able to go down to the parlor. But she gave me to know how very displeased she was. And when I asked, 'Sister, what did the doctor say about the pains?' She answered that he had said nothing, that it was nothing, that he had said the patient was just sulking." What do you mean by sulking? Sulking, S-U-L-K-I-N-G. What does it mean? Just make unnecessary need, isn't it? Yeah. So nobody understand her. Everybody put blame on her. Why she didn't do this? Why did it then? And with that, she went off. Then I said to God, Christ, give me strength and power to suffer. Give to me, to my heart, a pure love for this sister. Is it horrible? Horrible sister. After that, she did not look in on me again for a whole week. She thought Sister Faustine was pretending to be very sick and asked to seek attention. That's the conclusion of the doctor, of the infirmarian. But the sufferings returned with great violence and lasted almost the whole night, and it seemed that it would be the end then and there. The superiors decided to approach another doctor, and he ascertained that my condition was serious and said to me, it will not be possible to return you to good health. We can remedy your condition partially, but complete recovery is out of question. He prescribed a medicine for the pains, and after I had taken it, the major attacks did not return. But if you come here, sister, we will try to patch up your health somehow, if that is still possible. The doctor very much wanted me to go there for a treatment. Oh, my Jesus, how strange are your decrees. She can walk, and the doctor asked her to go to her office. Jesus orders me to write all this for the consolation of the other souls who will often be exposed to similar sufferings. Now, she writes these things not for self-lamentation, not for her self-glory, not for herself. She doesn't want to write all this, you know, kind of unjust treatment from other people. But Jesus wants her to write down just to let other people have the same suffering, same similar kind of suffering, misunderstanding from people, judging, misjudging from people. And Jesus wants us to listen. Don't just complain. She has all the reason to complain, and Jesus didn't give her the chance. And you, well, some way, is the same. Do you understand? For me, for you, don't just complain why the situation is so bad for me. It's a kind of offering. Although I was feeling very weak, I went to see the doctor. Wow. Because that was the superior's will. The sister who was my companion was very unhappy about this. She was happy also to accompany her to see the doctor. She made this known to me several times and finally said, what are you going to do? She doesn't understand why this sister have to go to see the doctor. No patience, the sister. No love for the sick. I don't have enough money to pay for the cab, the sister said, the superior. That means they have to walk. I answered nothing. Very clever. Don't answer anything. Keep silence. Jesus all the time, when the people was asking him many questions, and his many questions, you know, Jesus always keep silent. And the sister says, the other sister says, and what if there is no cab? How are we going to get there? It's such a long way. She said this and many other things just to worry me. Because our dear superiors had given us enough money for everything. And we didn't run short. And understanding this whole business within myself, I laughed and told sister that I was not worried one bit.
feedback.
She said, let's trust in God. But I saw that my DPs was getting on her nerves. And so I started to pray for her intention. You know, when she fight back, the other disturbed. Oh my Lord, all this is for you and to obtain mercy for poor sinners. When I returned, I was so very tired that I had to lie down right away. But it was the day for the quarterly confession. I tried to go to confession, not only because I had little to do so, but also to ask advice of my spiritual director, Father Andres. I began to prepare myself. However, I felt so weak that I decided to go ask Mother Superior to allow me to go before the novices. Mother Superior answered, go and look for the directress of novices. If she allows you to go before the novices, it's all right with me. However, there were only three sisters ahead of me waiting for confession, and so I waited because I did not have enough strength to go and look for the directress of novices. When I went in to make my confession, I was feeling so bad that I could not give an account of the condition of my soul. I barely managed to make my confession. At that point, I noted how much the spirit is needed. The letter itself does not make love grow. On that day, there arose some misunderstandings between the superior and myself. Neither she nor I was to blame, but moral suffering remained because I could not explain the matter in question since it was a secret. This was the reason why I suffered, even though by a single word I could have revealed the truth, but she didn't. Because some things is personal, she could not reveal to the superior, and that's all the misunderstanding comes in, and she suffered. 20th March. Today, in spirit, I accompanied a sudden dying soul, obtained trust in God's mercy for her. The soul was near despair. She was praying for many people. This night is known only to you, O Lord. I've offered it for poor, obdurate sinners to obtain your mercy for them. Scourge me here, burn me here, as long as you give me the souls of sinners, and especially, O Jesus, with you, nothing is lost. Take everything and give me souls. Sinners. She prefers suffering for souls. Offer. So there is some meaning, you know, behind. Not just for suffering for suffering. So you suffer for doing something good, offer to Jesus. Otherwise you will be very stupid. For suffering for suffering is no merit at all. Suffering for somebody who needs you, your prayer, offer it and tell Jesus, you know. If you have anything suffering, don't just suffer. It's like that. Not like that. Jesus wants you to be with him, with conscience. At adoration during the 40 hours devotion, the Lord said to me, my daughter, write that involuntary offenses of souls do not hinder my love for them or prevent me from uniting myself with them. But voluntary offenses, even the smallest, obstruct my graces, and I could lavish my gifts on such souls. So some sin we commit without knowing it. Although it's grievous, Jesus still understands. But knowingly commit sins, even smaller things, the grace of God cannot enter. So you must be conscious of what we are doing. We are always conscious, but you just will hide your face, and if Jesus doesn't look at you, that's in bad conscience. Every sense, Jesus wants for justice. This is not a judge. But we have to be pure. That's a problem. God is pure love. If we don't have pure love, how can we united in the Lord? How can we say we are one with you? How can we say we go to Him in paradise? If we don't have pure heart, you know, that's simple logic. If our heart is not pure, there's no pure love inside, we cannot be one with the Lord. We cannot, never. Not because this Jesus doesn't love us. His grace can enter us. So many times we just think people doesn't love you. Nobody, even they don't love you. But you have to open to the Lord. Otherwise, bad. Jesus gave me to know of how everything is dependent on His will, thus giving me profound peace as regards the security of His work. Listen, my daughter, although all the works that come into being by my will are exposed to great sufferings, consider whether any of them has been subject to greater difficulties than that work which is direct in mine, the work of redemption. You should not worry too much about adversities. We should not. The world is not as powerful as it seems to be. Its strength is strictly limited. Know, my daughter, that if your soul is filled with the fire of my pure love, then all difficulties dissipate like fog before the sun rays and dare not touch the soul. All adversaries are afraid to start a quarrel with such a soul. If you're really not in the Lord, pure love for people, pure for the Lord, even the devil cannot come closer to you. All adversaries are afraid to start a quarrel with such a soul because they sense that it is stronger than the whole world. If we be one with the Lord, we have the strength. You know, my daughter, do as much for this work of mercy as obedience allows, but present clearly to your confessor the very least of my demands, and he will decide. You must not shirk S-H-I-R-K, shirk in any way, withholding him, but carry out everything faithfully. Otherwise, I would find no pleasure in you. So if you follow Jesus, 100%. Jesus is very pleased. Although many times illogical things happen in your life, but since His grace is bigger than anything else, His grace is bigger than anything, don't be afraid. Now go to 25th March. Today I saw the suffering Lord Jesus. He leaned down toward me and whispered softly, "My daughter, help me to save sinners." So this is exactly the same sentiment of Jesus Himself, to save the sinners. He wanted to lean towards Faustina. Suddenly, a burning desire to save souls entered my soul. When I recovered my senses, I knew just how I was to help souls and prepared myself for greater suffering. So this is a great intention. Nothing, suffering is for nothing. It's something. So if you, in your life, there's some hardship, there's something you can understand, and trust to the Lord. And Jesus knows everything in your soul. So whatever so sin is telling us, telling herself, Jesus telling her, is telling us, if we have open heart, all these things Jesus asked her to write, not for her glory, just to share the mind of Jesus, nothing else, the mind of Jesus, not the mind of Saint Faustina. No, Jesus wants just to be joyful, happy. The more suffering, you should have more peace and more joy, because you, Jesus, invite you to share his for the sinners. There's so many things you have to offer, apart from all your four family members, of course. You know, so beautiful. Eh? Jesus won't leave you alone all the time, especially before the Blessed Sacrament. He's so close to us. So, Faustina could not go down to the chapel many times. She just wanted to all the time before the Blessed Sacrament. So we thank the Lord that we still have the feet to come to the church and can walk on our own. And you don't have a superior to accompany you and didn't tell you to do so many stupid things. You know, so enjoy yourself, right? Not only for you, but yeah. Jesus have his way to entertain us. Many small sufferings just to share with us.